the Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Zichron Lebracha in the Shmuzin seems to find the message of the Yahekala in the first pasuk of Vayeshev. Vayeshev, Yaakov Rashi says, Void Nidrash Boy Vayeshev, Bikish Yaakov Leshev Beshalva. Yaakov was looking the Shabbos Beshalva for some peace. Kofat Sol of Rogzish of Yosef. Tzadikim, Mavakshim Leshev Beshalva. Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yidai la tzadikim, ma shemesuk inom lo ilim habo, elu ma shemavach lo ishi b'shalva ba ilim hazeh. The Maase, Yaakov Avinu, from age 63, that's how old he was by the brachas. What's that? Okay, we try. Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old by the brachas. 14 years he was in Shem Ve'eva. 14 years he worked for Rachel and Leah, and 17 years until Mechiras Yosef. Altogether, 45 years. He was 63 years old. By the Brochus, he was 108. At the time Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim, 45 years of Tzoras. Tzoras Esau, Tzoras Lavan, now Tzoras Yosef. Rashi says that one might think that Rashi was saying that we have to have Rachmanis L'maisan Yanki Ravinu. He lived a long life, like he told Parah, he had a hard life, and now you might think that Rashi was saying he was looking to sit on a rocking chair and sip some lemonade and read a nice biography of Tzadikim. So Rashi says that we have to have Rachmanis on Yanki Ravinu. That's not what Rashi is saying. Chazal had a tvi on Yanki Ravinu. So what did Yaakov want with Shalva? He wanted to sit and learn Hamir B'Kedushin, Be'il Mirav, Bo'omo, V'lahos Koiches. That was Yaakov Ravinu's Metzias. He was the first one who did it, but 14 years in Shem Ve'eber, he was running away from Esav, and he learned for 14 years without stopping. Yaakov wasn't looking to sit back in a rocking chair. He was looking for Amelit Batoya. And what's the tvi on Yaakov Avinu in the case, if that's the case? There's a maisa. Somebody once told a Yungaman once set up a maisa when he was a bocher. He came to Rav Nochum. He wanted to be misyayitz with Rav Nochum about a shir. Rav Nochum said he doesn't go better to Rav Chaim. He'll do better with the Rosh Hashiva Rav Chaim. But Nochum told, I just want to tell you something. You're busy now with the shidduch, and probably it takes you out of learning. And you think to yourself, I'm not stopping to learn. I'm just busy now with something. And when I find the shidduch, I'll go back to learning full force. Maybe you should help him. You find the shidduch as Hashem, and then you have to get ready for a chasta, and you tell yourself the same thing again. I'm not taking myself out of learning. I'm just busy now. I'm chalt balanin. You should know, after that, you have to raise a family, you have to marry, you have children, and you can go like that, Azibul Basraisa. And it's mashma where I saw this story, but Nochum finished up by saying, the Mishnah, Al Tome Lik Sheipona Eshne, Shemeloi Tipone. Mishnah shouldn't say, when I'm not busy anymore, then I begin to learn. And the mashmois was, there's a bazunda sort Yetzahara that a person has, to hold him back from learning, I'm busy. A bazuma yesahar that stops, that comes to a person when he's holding by learning, to hold him back from learning. And that was the tviya Yanki Ravinu. Doesn't have to, it's not muhach from the posik that he had as ashita for 25 years, that he's waiting till he can have peace of mind to learn. Yanki Ravinu was thought. It could be the posik saying that for one fleeting moment, In his 147 years, when he was at the time of Mechiras Yosef, he had for one fleeting moment the machshava, maybe I should wait for more menuchas nefesh, and on that, for that one moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lo'idai the tzaddikim," a person has to be able to throw himself learning in the shvers de matzav. Ru'u bonei chaviv v'demeshtachim v'sorad alohim v'askim v'chadim sidili. That's That's the message of the Achikama. Everybody has a sukkah. Everybody who's sitting here has what to do in New York. And you left everything and came to sit and learn, because that's the tviya that a person, I'll tell you the kishay pana after, means don't wait for that moment. You have a person has to go by it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Kol ish mi Yisrael chai v'talmud Torah ben oni ben osher ben shalom v'gufin ben bal yisurim ben bocher ben shal yizokin v'godu v'toshosh shetoshosh koichoi afilu oni ha-machaz al ha-psochem v'afilu bal ish u'vonim, the biggest sin is bal ish u'vonim chai v'kvod ha-zman l'talmud Torah. The Rambam says, he brings the dinim of Melech Yisrael. Melech Yisrael is Liba shall call Israel. The Melech Yisrael is the biggest asking sibur that there is in Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says, Lefikoch, Melech Yisrael, Oisik, Betalmud Torah, Ubetzorch Yisrael, B'yema B'layla. If he's the number one asking in Klal Yisrael, and he's Oisik, Betzorch Yisrael, B'yema B'layla, and he's still, he's Oisik, Betalmud Torah, it means to say that there's a skill that a person can learn to be have. He's busy with whatever it is, but his head is in Torah. Oisik b'talmud Torah u'b'tzorch Yisrael b'yom u'b'layla. That's the tchuna. The tchuna of a melech is to have this skill honed, that he should know, he should be able to do other things while he's learning. To do that, Rabbi Skirov used to be matriach his children. In the middle of first Seder, you sent him on errands. He once called Rav David Soloveitchik to come and make him a fried egg in the middle of first Seder. So he asked, he said, did I tell you not to learn? I told you to make me a fried egg. What does that have to do with learning? In Bruce, there was a Abazunder Chinuch. Rav Chaim was Mechanech his children to be able to do other things, and yet the cup is in learning. That's the yisod of Talmud Torah. That's the yisod of Altoyne Kishay Pona Eshne, and that we should hope is the message of the Yachikah that everybody takes back. You came to hone the skill of the will, to use the skill, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, you should always be able to use it. Yosef HaTzadik, Yankim sent him, it's Shlem HaTzoyim, Lechno, Roei Shlem HaKecha v'Shlem HaTzoyim, וימצאהו איש והנה יסויה בצודה וישאלהו איש לאמור מה תבקש ויאמר אך אינך מבקש. And he said, נוסו מזה כי שמעתי אומר נלכו דויסוין. I heard your brothers were saying נלכו דויסוין, we'll go to דויסוין. זאת רשי נלכו דויסוין, זאת רשי לבקש לכו נכלה דוסי שימיסוכו בהם. When the Malach Gavriel told Yosef they went to Doison, he was being meramah something else, that they're being metakas and Eitzah, they're figuring out a way how to kill you. So the Ramban says, it's a davar poshut, that this message that lies in the words Melech Doison, that Gavriel told Yosef, he didn't say it before. If he would have told it before, he's telling Yosef not to go. So the Ramban said, the Melech HaDosein has two mashmoyes. There were two, the Malach was telling him two things. One was a geographic place, they went to Doison. Secondly, he was being meramis to him that there's a danger here. So the Ramban, there were two mashmoyes, and Yosef understood only understood the one message about going to Doison. If Yosef was, if the intention was that he shouldn't understand it, so why do Chazal say that there was a second message there if it wasn't meant for him to understand that message? The lies here, and he saw him for Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, who am Melech, who am Mashbri, he was the Melech, there was the Chalem was in the sky, and he was the Mashbri. He was the Melech of the Achim. Malchus Beis Yosef. The Achim, on the other hand, state in the Pasuk, they had Kinyan and they had Sinan. It says in Pashas Bikates, Avla Hashem Anachnu Shalei Shamanu Es Zochim Bischanu Eleinu. It means to say that Yosef wasn't passive when they saw him. He was mischan. He was crying. He was crying for his neshama. They said they didn't hear him. When a person has a heart that's filled with kin and sinner, they understood now we didn't even hear what he said. He was crying and we didn't hear it. Yosef is telling them that Yosef was given an Nisoyin. A Melech Yisrael is Liva Elev Kol Yisrael. To be a Majd, to be the Melech, he has to be good with everybody. How can we be Boichen Yosef if he's Takaroy Le Meluch? If I tell him a message that has two Mashmois in it, one Mashmois, there's nothing negative about it, and another Mashmois is everything negative about it, what's he going to hear? If Yosef would have had in his heart on his brothers, like his brothers had on him, he would have heard the message that the Gavril is telling him, be careful. But Mitoich is Tmimis, because he was Taka at one with his brothers, and he had Ava V'Achav in them, and he meant no bad to them. He didn't even, he wasn't Choshe than Klal, and what he heard from Gavril was only that. The Pasuk says, when Yosef was Megal himself to his brothers, the Pasuk says, and the Medrash says that when Yosef said, "Ani Yosef, nivel miponov," Allah has come v'kamo. When the Rosh Hashanah will say, "Lo sadavoy," Ani Hashem will be nivel miponov. So the Medrash says, Yosef kotnu shoshvatim. He was the youngest of the shvatim. V'lo yochlu lamay b'techachtim. Ach, Yosef weren't able to be oimy b'techachtim. The first the Medrash, they weren't oimy b'techachtim. That they held that the Chalemus will never have a kiyum, and he showed them they had a kiyum. That was the techocha that they had. But here the shitnachan lekude, he's showing them my heart was showing with you. I didn't even hear anything negative in what Gabriel was telling me. And from what you were listening to me, we see that your heart was more akin to the sin, and that is the techocha. The techocha was that my heart was clean and clear, and yours wasn't. And he didn't say that; he just said Ani Yosef, and that's what they saw. That's what they understood. That by just saying Ani Yosef, he gave him that techocha. That's the tchun of a Melech Yisrael. He doesn't see bad. His heart is betmimis uldans klal Yisrael, and that b'chinah Yosef had to go through before. Before it was clear that he's going to, the mice had become the Melech Yisrael. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk, Vahi Vaisahi, Vayerev Jehuda Meisachov, Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shas, Mishkiris Yosef, the Achim were Osuk in the Chiris Yosef. Yosef himself was Osuk b'sakim b'tanisay. He was b'avenus. He was b'tzar. He was with bechi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reuven was also the bechi b'tanis b'sakim b'tanisay, also on the Ma'aseh Bilah, and also that he couldn't save Yosef. Yaakov was Osuk b'sakim b'tanisay. He lost Yosef. Yehuda was Oisik Lisa Isha. And what was the Isaac of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He was Boirei Melech HaMashiach. The Shidduch between Yehuda and Tamar brought forth Malchus Beis David through Peretz Zerach, through Boyaz, until Malchus Beis David, and that's Melech HaMashiach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while everybody else was Subrochen and tied up with their own things, Yehuda Shem was preparing Mashiach. The pel in the parsha of Yehuda and Tamar, the big pel is Yehuda. Vayirah Yehuda vayachshvel lezoyniki chisa poner vayet ela ladach vayema horn over elaych. We understand this. Yehuda, the Melech of the Shvatim, comes and he falls into azah michshel to be born as an zoyne baderach. How did it happen? Umbetzem, the same kashi. Is on Tamar. What did Tamar think when she went to sit Alein Hadach? How did she have a meaning that she would be able to chap Yehuda? In Medrash Shteit Hazeh, Om Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bikesh Lavor. Yehuda wanted to pass by. He saw somebody sitting there who he thought was a Zoynav, Bikesh Lavor, he wanted to pass by. V'zimen loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach Shehu Memun Al HaTayve. There's a special Malach who's Memun Al HaTayve. Omlo Yehuda, Hechna Toilach, where are you going? Yehuda, where are you going? The Melech HaMemun Al HaTayve said to Yehuda, where are you going? He filled him with Tayve. And after that, said Vayei Teileh Al HaDerech, so the Medrash Baal Korach Shalei B'Tofosik. The Malach forced, the Malach HaMemun Al HaTayve forced Yehuda to do what he did, Vayei Teileh Al HaDerech, and he sent Hovah Noavoy Elayim. Chofetz Chaim Al HaTayve brings, you see from here, Gemalde Gezach. HaKadosh Baruch was now preparing Melech HaMashiach, which is the Azar Greisa Inyan in Klal Yisrael. The biggest Inyanim of Klal Yisrael sometimes have to come about through a Derech, which is Nishke Derech HaToyer. The Torah has to be Ma'akim, the Derech. HaKadosh Baruch has to be Ma'akim from the Derech HaYosha, and to do something which will appease the Sultan. We have to appease the Sultan. The Sultan would like to see, he also needs Schoire, and we have to appease the Sultan. As I state in the Chofetz Chaim, the Dvorim and his government in Klal Yisrael sometimes wouldn't have a key and wouldn't come about, if not for the fact that the Yvonne is Ma'akim the Derech for them and does something which is Shalei V'Derech HaYeshua in order to appease them. The same thing we find by Rus. And Boaz, Naomi sent Ruth to do something in an orphan like any else. It's nothing which passed the street for Gedolei Yisrael. Boaz was the God Lador. We come to say for the shidduch of Boaz and Ruth had to come about through Azar Meisim. Zochtah Chofetz Chaim, it's the same thing. It's the same building of Melech HaMashiach, Malchus Beis David, had to come about through a Mahalach, which is Shalei B'Derech HaYosha. We had to appease we have to appease the Sultan. What does this mean to appease the Sultan? Why do we have to appease the Sultan? Chofetz Chaim says, the Sultan can be Ma'akim. What does it mean? Who's the Sultan? How can he be Ma'akim? Chofetz Chaim also brings to the Ramban in Pashas, Achay Mois, that's the Yisod of Sor La'Azazel, and Yom Kippur, we bring two seirim, Echad Hashem, Echad Azazel, the Sol Azazel is a pius to the Sotan. We have to give him something also. We're machabed him and we send him a korban. And without sending him a korban, he could be ma'akev and avoided Yom Kippur. It's brought in the Machzoyim, in the fourth kiyas, Azoyah, stated every Rosh Hashanah. Sar Shal Esav comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'ar and the Brachas. Klal Yisrael, not Mekayim Yoter, they don't deserve the Brachas. And the Rosh Hashanah hears this time and he sends Malachim to look for Schuiz on Klal Yisrael, a whole Asa Esav Metshuva, and it comes to Yom Kippur and Sar Shal Esav feels that he's going to win until we're Mephaisim with the Sar Lazazel. What does it mean to be Mephais the Sotan? Who is the Sotan that we have to be Mephaisim? In one more place we find it in Chazal on Yom Shmini of Shmini LeMiluim, the first day of the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash of the Mishkan, says that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aron HaKohen that Kach Egel Ben Bokher L'Chatas, that Egel Ben Bokher L'Chatas is a korban to the Sitra Achra, and we have to be fighting him because he might be Ma'akot to Shvaz Hashchina. What does it mean? On page 1 in Mesis Hashem, we know that the Rebbeinu created the world for the tachas of that Nivroim, people, can be Oymed ben Isoyim, and to be Zoichet to the ultimate good of being Dovek v'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Netzach in Olam Habo. The Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, in Chelik Beis, Perek Beis, he says as follows. Being that the tachas of the Bria is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in order that we can be zeichet to the ultimate toiv of being dovid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Netzach, this goes on two malachim, it goes on two levels. There's one level of the individual and the level of the tzibur. And on the level of the individual, each person has his personality, he has his set of Nisyonis. He had his makeup, his mishpacha, his surroundings, what his life is all about. And his job is to be oimed b'nisoyim. And for that, Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a yetzer tov and a yetzer hara. The Medrash says in Bereishis, Vayar lekim eskol ha-she'ozo v'hinei tov ma'oid, v'hinei tov ze yetzer tov ma'oid ze yetzer hara. How tov ma'oid means the yetzer hara, you can look in the Hagdom and the Avni Meluim, from the Talmud of Avni, he says, where in the words tov ma'oid, Chazal find the yetzer hara, but upon him, Ribbono Shel Olam gave, created a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Shaul Salanter says that everybody has two Yetzer Haras and two Yetzer Tovs. My personality, my own Netiyah to bad is my Yetzer, that's my personality. That's not a Malach. That's not a creation. That's me. There's a separate Bria of a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara to help me with Bechir, that I should have a Bechir Toiv equally as a Bechir Ra, and with that Hashem Baruch will give me my Schar. Aside from that, there's a task, there's a job given to the Klal HaBriya. There's a Klal. All Klal Yisrael is one Klal. Everybody has his job to find where is my place in Klal Yisrael, where I'm mishtatef from Klal Yisrael to bring Kvod Shemayim, to bring out the toiv in the world, the toiv which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that to Teres Kohen, where Rabbi Kiva says that Klal Kohen ba'Toira, Rabbi Nazir says Zeh Sefer Toiv Lo'Solim Zeh Klal Yisrael. From the history of mankind, from Yisraelim until Shita Al-Fashnin, there's also a job to bring out Kvod Shemayim, and the job is to, everybody has to know, where do I stand in the history of mankind, of Shita Al-Fashnin? Where am I doing my part to bring out Kvod Shemayim? Just like a Yochid has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, in order for the Klal to be Mekayim Ben Tafkin, they also have to have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, because there has to be Bechir. So the tzibur, the klal, also has a yetzer tov and a yetzer hara. How do I define the yetzer hara, the klal? Chazal tell us when Yaakov and Esav were b'me'imon, Yaakov told Esav, "Shnei achim anachnu, shnei lo mislafeinenu." We have to make a chluka. We have to divide up who gets oilim hazeh, who gets oilim hazeh. Every set of twins that are born don't have that job. Every set of twins that are born, all they have to do is live their own life and be zeifa to their own Olam Haba. For this one time, there had to be a decision made. There needs to be which belongs to the tzibur. When we say in Shmona Esrei of Yom Leroyim, there is a memshela zon. There is a memshela of Ra in the Bria, and that Mamshal in the Bria runs the world and his level. When a person has an Nisayon, a person gets Chalil Yisrael, he has trouble in business, he has terrible tigers that he has to grapple with. Those are his Nisayonis, and that's the Yetzer Hara is the one who makes those sorrows, those Nisayonis that makes them big for him, and his job is to overcome the Yetzer Hara. But in the same way, just like a yochid, an individual can have nisyonis of machlis, of business, of panasa, of tivus. Zebra also. The fact that there was a corona had crippled the world. It didn't happen because some Chinaman decided he wants to make some kind of an experiment. Because there's a memshela zon, there's a koyach in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach to the Sitra Acher, and that's Sar Shal Esav. Esav was masking to Yaakov Avinu to take Olam Hazeh. Take Olam Hazeh means to say to keep Klal Yisrael away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he has a Mavsholet, it's real. And he has a Koyach. And that Koyach is to be Maivin Nisheinus, whether it's the immorality that there is in the world, whether it's business trends that are in the world, where it's not a private Nisayon of any individual, a depression, a stock market crash, it's a tzoras rabim, anything that's a tzoras rabim is all part of that mamshal tzoron. The Chofetz Chaim writes that in any milchama, when it comes to the Shas HaKhrav and Muhammad, each side musters up all its koichas in order not to lose. He says, we're now in the Iklus of the Mashiach, and the Mishal Zodim knows that as soon as Zodim Hazan is finished, Shita Alfred soon comes, or whenever the Rebbe decides to make Achas HaYomim, the Mishal Zodim knows that he's in for it. He's finished.
He's and out he, of a job.
What's that?
He's out of a job.
He knows that he's out of a job. And he busts up all of his faithful. And that's what we, and Chabbos Chaim says that's what we're seeing today, the Tzoras HaKlal, whether it be Oram Kait or Machlis or Ashpol and Ruchnis, it's all from the Mishal HaZodim. That Mishal HaZodim has a koyach, and he has a koyach, Shteido, that's what the Chabbos Chaim saw when he says, the Chazal say that the Ribono Shel Olam sent a malach, HaMamun al HaTaiva to be Machshel, to push Yehuda to an Avera. Because that was the Mem Mishal Sazon wanted to be Ma'akev the Bias HaMashiach. Because that's his job. He wanted to be Ma'akev Kapois Yom Kippur. He wants to be Ma'akev Hashar Sashkin the Mishkan. He wanted to be Ma'akev Boyas from Meir Grust in order to achieve all of that. That chesed that Rebbe Shem did with us to help us around the Sitra Achra. The Nochash HaKadmoni state in the Svarim is embodied in Esav. Esav is the Samach Mem. Social Esav is the Yetzer Nevel. I once heard from Shem Shem Pinkas, he said, Yaakov Avinu asked him, Lama the Tisha Lishmi? He meant to say, I have no name. Every generation, I fit myself to the needs of the generation. Whether it be technology, whether it be Zionism, whether it be socialism, whatever I see could hold black clouds from the top that they have to do, that's my name. I always change my name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed with us and sent a pius to the Sultan that the Sultan could have been mekatzer. He could have stopped us. And Ribono Shel Olam knows the way to stop him is by giving him something else. And let him have a little bit of anoy. Let him see Yehuda do what he did. Let him see Boaz do what he did. And with that, he'll be still. He wouldn't bother us anymore. We have to let him go. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misavim and sent a shliach hamamun al ha'tayv in order that we can come to the tachas to build Melech HaMashiach. Yosef, when he had that Nisoyim with Reshis Patifar, Vayimoyim, Vatoy Mashiach Vayim, Vayimoyim, Vayim Aleshis Adonim, Heina Adonim, Lo Yodi, Iti Ma Vavoyis, Vuchol Ashi Yeshu Nosim Vyodi, Einyana Godol Vabayis Izim Mimeni, Vlechosach Mimeni Ma'uma, Ve'eich Esa Haroah HaGdol Azay Shokotosi Delekim. I always thought that the Pasuk is saying, It's a breach of his trust in me. He trusts me. How can I breach that trust that he put into me? And all of these tainus are all to be choizah on that to show how much trust he put in me. And Yosef says, I can't do it to him. And after that, he says, "B'chatosi lelekim." It's also an aveir of znus, which is also I can't do it. There's a very interesting Rambam. In the Hilchos Yoseida Torah, Rambam says, "Kol ha'oivre midaitet v'loy oynes al achz mikol mitzvos ha'amuz b'Torah b'shat nefesh lahachis ha'izem mechalas Hashem v'chein kol ha'poyish me'aveira." I also mitzvah, loy nivni dover ba'olam, for no other reason, loy pachad v'loy yir, he's not afraid of any boss of dom, loy pachad v'loy yir, v'loy nivakish kovoy, elo mipnei ha'boyer baruch hu, kemeni as yosef ha'tzadik, asmoy me'ish me'ishes ravoy, ha'ezim ha'kar shishan. It's a kiddush Hashem, if a person is munei himself from an aveir, or does a mitzvah, for the sole reason that Ribono Shel Olam was mitzaveh, it's a kiddush, he was mekar shishan. The Pasuk, Yosef said, he gave two reasons why not to do it. First of all, it's not menschlich. It's a breach of his trust. And secondly, it's an aveir. So how does the Rambam bring up from this Pasuk to say that if a person is menei himself an aveir for the sole purpose of because the Ribono Shel Olam asked it, when the pasuk says the different reasons. The Rav in the beginning of Pirkei Avos begins Pirkei Avos and says the first mission in Pirkei Avos is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Look, the Rav, why does the mission start? Why does Avos begin with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai? He says because Goyim also wrote Sforim on Menschlichkeit, Midas, and Musar, and there's a lot of Sforim. The Tana starts out Pirkei Avos with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai to say that by us Midas Toivus and Musar. It's not what Masha Bada Echad Miliboy. It's Kabbalah. That's also Kabbalah Misinah. What we call Menschlichkeit, what the Mishnah calls Menschlichkeit, is Misinah. It's not the same thing that Goyim are talking about. And that's why it begins with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinah. If that's the case, you have to read the Pasuk differently. Vayoyme, Elisha Adonim, Hein Adonim lo yoyitim ema boyis, v'chol asher yesh nosem biyodi, enin negodl, what does hazois mean? How can I do savior? All this that says that I can't breach the trust that he put into me is only because it's the chatos of the kim. There's two averes here. There's one aver of being a ligner, and there's one aver of being a shishish. The chatos of the kim is not referring only to shishish, and the rest is midas tovus. Yankiv Yosef was saying this and this and only this. The pasuk says, "Vayhi kedaber lav yom yom." Eishes Patipa was daber yom yom. Medrash says that Bono Shel Rochel had the same type of Nesoyim, and they had the same type of gedula that was with the zeicha for being on Nesoyim. Bonel Shel Rochel Nisan Shove Ugdulos Shove Nisan Shove by Hik Davar Al Yosef Yom Yom, and by Mort it says by Hik Omri Lav Yom Yom. There's a special type of Nesoyim when it's like pounding day in day out. Yosef had it for a long time and Mort had it for a long time. V'leishama Aleihem, it says V'leishama Elehel V'leishama Aleihem. They were both Omid Nesoyim, the same type of Nesoyim. Ugdulos Shove, they were both Zoich the same type of Gedula. Vayosef paras tabatoi, vayosef hamelech tabatoi. Vayitnei al yad Yosef, vayitnei lemordechai. Medrash brings 8 or 9 things where Yosef and Mordechai were zoichet to the same type of gedula. The mashmois of the Medrash is that they got this from Rochel. Rochel had this type of an nisoyin that she was oimed this type of an nisoyin. L'chayim, what was Rochel's nisoyin? Rochel's nisoyin was that she was moisim nisman. That was in serious nefesh as a her pool was that she gave Messias HaSimonu. But the emphasis of the Messias HaSimonu was more than just that. If Leah was able to say to Rachel, Hamat kach nechasishi, v'lakach gam yididoi v'ni, it means to say that Rachel never told Leah what happened. And she was able to listen to what Leah said and shvayt. That nisoyin, that nisoyin was talking yom yom. That being oimid nisoyin of the Welt says that if a person does a maisa toiv, if he's able to forget about it, the Baruch Hashem remembers. If he keeps on reminding everybody, then the Baruch Hashem, if he reminds everyone, that it's much more kedai for a person that the Baruch Hashem should remember and he should forget them. It's much more kedai that way. That was the nisoyin that they both had. The nisoyin of Rachel was that she was able to yom yom. Kedaber yom yom, when she heard every day she met Leah and every day she met her, not talking about them, simply she was able to do azam ma'aser and forget about it. That's why a person has to do a ma'aser toiv. I'll just say something to Meshasher the Oilov. There's very interesting sfarna. The sfarna says. And there it says, when her husband came, she said, The first time it says Vayonas Vayetza Chutza, and then it says Vayonas Chutza. The third time it says when she Batikulan Shebeisa Vayonas Vayelach Chutza Vayonas Chutza. So Tzvana says Yosef Atzadik. She said Shichle Yimi. He ran out of the room. He ran out of the room, but he walked into the street. He didn't want to. He didn't want to tell anybody. So he ran out of the room, but he walked out into the street. He walked as if nothing. He walked regularly, as if nothing happened. What did she see? She saw that he ran out. So she figured he's going to run out into the street and he's going to tell everybody, make a big balagan. So she said, I can't let him do that, so I have to call a press conference. So she called the press conference, and she starts saying what Yosef did, and she saw that nobody knows what she's talking about. So she said, he's a cheruman. He was a vayonis ba'etzach, he just hid it from you, but I'm telling you what he did. When her husband came home, and to him she couldn't fool. He says, I know it's you. So what do you have to make a balagan about? He says, well, Yonis Achutzi, he made the balagan. I didn't make the balagan. I'll call upon him just a little message for Chanukah. Rav Chaim Shulevit says that Orchaz Yishmeilim bo on the way to Mitzrayim. Moses and he would say, well, like, they were carrying Besomim. So Rashi, it's not the death of Arabs to be carrying Besomim, they carry neft, things that don't smell well. And it was because the Yavansha was Mazmin the Tzaddik. If Yosef the Tzaddik has to go to Mitzrayim, let him go chach comfortably, smelling, having good things to smell, not neft. Dr. Chaim, Yosef is in his atzar, is this is on his mind now? And the Teretz is, the Chavos says the Shah B'chin is a person's mechuyev to look at the Bria and to understand as much as he can to see the Ribbono Shel in Bria. Not only by looking at the Bria, but by looking at what happens in Bria. A person's mechuyev to watch happening and try to understand and see what the Ribbono Shel is doing. Chaskel Abramsky, when he used to listen to the news, he used to turn on the radio and say, let's see what the Ribbono Shel is doing today. To be able to understand in the Bria what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. If Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that when Yosef will have that good smell, he's understanding that the Ribbono Shel is telling me, I changed the cargo for you. It's a message from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm still here. I'm following you. And I arranged you that you should be smelling a good reich and not a bad reich. It's a pat on the back. I'm not letting you go. I'm still here with you. It's only because Yosef is not able to understand what's happening in the Bria and to tie it up. So the Chaim Shulev is that's also the message of Chanukah. All the kashis that the Rishonim ask, Tumutu B'tzibu, and if we're honest, not Malik Neres, what was the big Nes Chanukah in Adlokas HaNeres? Because Adlokas HaNeres is the Shefa of Torah in the Bria. And the Baruch was telling us, you were Moshe Nefesh for Torah, I'm smiling to you, I'm giving you something extra. It's a way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I appreciate it. The Ramban says, it doesn't say in Pesach B'chol what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu after the Mina. So Kaban, it was just a way of saying, I have nachas from you. I want to show you a smile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to say, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yosef, don't worry, I'm with you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klai Yisrael for the Sirs Nefesh of the Chashinuay, from the Sirs Nefesh that you had for Torah, you get an extra shepherd of Torah. Eishel Zahel, and everybody should go back to America with the schus of the Amelitz HaTorah, and should bring you Shepherd Baruch HaSachem.